I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Mary Myers. She is the Director of Business Development with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. They are hosting an online webinar tomorrow to discuss economic impact studies. Here's more about what's happening with Mary Myers.
Tomorrow, we are holding our economic impact webinar at 1 p.m. So if it's a great webinar to see what kind of tools that we have in-house. I'll be going through MZ and Implan, which are two of our in-house data tools that we pay for. But they're great tools. If you're looking for any kind of data, these are the tools that we use to pull that information.
So when we hear this economic impact and economic impact studies, what is meant by that term?
So economic impact studies are for events. You can use it for events. You can use it for a business that's looking to grow. It's going to show what the impact of that event or growth is in the community. So for example, we used one for the UP 200 for them to show their investors and donors what that event does for the community.
It seems like a logical thing. We hear about these a lot, but probably a lot of groups and a lot of agencies, I think of like the UP 200 or some other groups like that, or businesses might not even know how to go about doing this.
Yeah, so reach out to me because there's certain data points that we'll need to put into the tool and we can help you gather those. But a lot of events already have them. So we use ticket sale prices. You can survey people, which is not always a fun thing, but we can always find people to help do that.
So what is the schedule with it and how do people get involved with it?
So if you are interested in attending the webinar, go to our website at marquette.org to register for it. It's tomorrow at 1 p.m. It will be recorded. But if you are interested, like I said, in getting one done, just reach out to me and all my information's on the website.
One of the things I'm learning through this conversation with you is the partnership has the ability to do this for businesses, individuals, groups, nonprofit agencies that want to perhaps find out what kind of economic impact their work, their event does. How long have you been doing this? This seems like a new thing for me.
Yes, correct. So we got access to the tool, I want to say about 3 years ago, and we did some test runs on it with some organizations, Hiawatha Music Festival, UP 200, and then when we were getting ready to launch it, the pandemic hit. So
yeah, I'm sure kind of threw everything off.
Exactly. Yeah. So we've had it for a while, but now getting out and want to let other organizations know about it, take advantage of it. It's a great resource for them to show how impact their events.
And that is an important thing because, I'm involved in several groups, Marquette Area Blues Society and the City of Marquette with arts and culture. There's a lot of talk about being able to define the economic impact of something. Now, obviously, this would apply to some of these groups and festivals, but this is also a tool for businesses or perhaps a group of businesses in the same industry in our community, right?
Yes, correct. So we did do something similar when the mine idled. We showed how that impacted the community. But if you are small businesses and you're creating 25 jobs, we can show what that impact is as a collaborative effort to the community.
So the webinar tomorrow has to do with some of what is involved in this. Tell me a little bit about, again, what's going to be going on and how do people sign up for this?
Yeah, so tomorrow will be giving a webinar on what the tool looks like, some of the data points that we use to import into the tool, and then what that data looks like. I'll show an example report, but what you can do is you can register at marquette.org. It's tomorrow at 1 p.m.
That's Mary Myers, Director of Business Development with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.